You said you didn't do romance.
I don't.
What? I don't think that's romantic.
Dear Laura, roses are red, but no. Dear Laura, I have a question.
It's time for Letters to Laura on Star 98.
All right, here we go. This is from Steph, 19 years old now, so you might have to alter your... Well, no, you give it to her straight. 19-year-old Steph says, how many dates... Well, I'm just saying, you know, you might want to, you know, tone down your response, considering that she's just 19. I'm just saying that, you know, you might have to sugarcoat it a little bit for a 19-year-old. I'm just saying, try not to be...
What is the question? I'll worry about my answer. You ask whatever their question is.
How many dates does it take before you know you like someone and might want to get serious? That's, again, Steph, 19.
I mean, how many... Say the question one more time.
How many dates does it take before you know you like someone and might want to get serious? Now, obviously, it depends on the person, right?
Yeah.
But at 19 years old, where are we at with this? What's the mindset?
Well, I think after one date, you will know, do I want another date with this person, right? I mean, you'll know, was there things that were so off-putting on date number one that you're like, I don't want to get to know this person any further. And there are some big red flags that come out that there's nothing wrong with saying, this is not going to work out. Maybe we should just be friends, or maybe we should never see each other again.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I think if we listen to that little internal voice of ours that's going, whoa, red flag. Like a little more often, things wouldn't end so badly later on, you know?
Yeah.
So I think after date one, you know if you want a date two. But her question was, how do you know when you want it to be serious, right?
Exactly. So, like, if you look at statistics, if we want to look at that, under half of people said that, like, three dates or less is enough to tell that you're ready to move on to a more serious situation.
And what does that mean? Exclusively dating?
Imagine,
or that means... Because I think there's a difference between... I would like to get to know this person a little bit better and see where this goes versus one date and you're going, oh my God, this is the one. I'm going to marry him. We're going to live happily ever after. I think going off the deep end like that, you're like, whoa, reel it back a little bit, get to know each other a little bit more. But I don't know that there's any magic answer of how many dates before it becomes serious, but I would say it would take more than one. So if you're feeling all those feelings of this is the perfect person, they can do no wrong, pump the brakes a little bit because... There's going to be something about them that's going to annoy you, just the same as you're going to do something that's going to annoy them. It's realizing what those little things are and going, okay, I can live with that, and you're pretty cool.
All right, Steph, good luck with that. Good luck with that answer. No, I'm with you.
Do you
I'm
agree
with,
you. With
no,
that, though?
No, I do.
I mean, your situation obviously was very different than at 19 years old what Steph is going through, because you and Leslie were high school sweethearts, so you didn't have a lot of those other dating experiences where go, what was I thinking, after you finally break up, you know?
That's true. So, that's why we do this Letters to Laura, because quite frankly, I don't have a lot to say about these relationship-type things and breakups, because I never really experienced any of that.
Perspective, though, sometimes as the person who has been with only one person forever.
I know. Letters to Laura, anytime, submit those at star98.net.
98.5 Star 98.